Welcome to Difference Makers with Devin Dade, a life coach, speaker, and leadership trainer. Devin has the opportunity to speak with entrepreneurs, leaders, people who make a difference in the lives of others.
All right, we are here with Mark Swinderman from Keokuk, Iowa. He's our local barber, and I've had the opportunity to sit down with him today and catch an interview, but he also was my barber for many years, and he does an awesome job. So Mark, if you don't mind taking a minute, telling us a little about your barbershop and a little about yourself, that'd be great.
Thank you, Devin. I've been in business now for almost 9 years. November 17th will be 9 years that I've been in business. I'm 61 years old, which just seems pretty old just starting in the business, but I was working in a factory for 12 years, and all of a sudden they closed in 06. I had no idea what to do with myself. I didn't know what I wanted to go, where I wanted to do. This popped into my mind. I did some research on it, did some checking out of different schools, and at 51 years old, I graduated and started my own business, and here I am today. It's been great. I would not change a thing. It's been excellent.
That's awesome. And not everybody gets that beautiful of a story. And Mark, I'm almost say there's a lot of people who wouldn't even begin the story at 51 or in their 30s or 40s. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I tell you, that is a very scary thing. At 51 years old, I was lucky enough that my youngest son had just graduated. Talking with my wife, I asked her if she thought she could deal with this, me being away for a year, and she said yes. It was tough for a while. Doing phone calls, talking back and forth, some crying, some teary moments, but you know, we got through it, and it only took about a year. And after that year, you know, it's just like we started our lives over, and it was very slow. You know, there was a lot of times I sat on this little couch here all day long from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening, maybe if I was lucky one customer. And then all of a sudden it got to be two and three. And then I was happy when I made $100 a week. And then I was happy with $100 a day. And from there, it's just built. And I would not change this for the world. It's been excellent.
Yeah. Well, and going back to when you I resonate with you when you said that, you know, your place of business closed. And then it was time for you to make a decision. And obviously, you made a really rough one. I resonate with that because, you know, I was a director of a school. It closed, and I made a tough decision. And you know, to do that, it takes a lot of courage. And here I am today. I always wanted a podcast, and now we have the Difference Makers. And from what I know, it is making a difference. So it's unique to be here to catch your story. And what you said was through these times, is that not only did it impact you, but it impacted your family. So there's some sacrifices you made to be where you're at today.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, there was plenty of sacrifices. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I tell you, the family stepped up. They supported my wife while I was gone, helped her, which was a big plus, because this is a little girl that was on her own. She was used to having me there all the time, you know, helping with so many different things, from going to the grocery store to, you know, just shopping at Walmart or whatever. We always did that together, and now I wasn't around. So it was difficult for her, as much as it was difficult for me being up there by myself. But like I said, it was only 11 and a half months. We got through it, and it was like it went by pretty quick. And when I got back, everything just kind of fell into place, and we're doing good today.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know it's definitely a building, and you definitely been developing. When you started cutting my hair, you was down at another building, smaller parking lot, smaller space. So now when people just walk in here, they just must think, well, he just landed in a beautiful shop. So can you tell us about your first location?
The first location was one of those places where at the time I thought was an excellent place. I was looking for a place downtown. I went down to that place. I talked to the person. I was ready to sign a contract. I had a friend of mine who's a lawyer look at the contract. He said it was too open. He said, you don't want to do that. So I looked around a little bit, and I found this place that was right across from the old McDonald's. And I went in there, did a little remodeling, and I thought it was pretty good. But after a while, it was time for me to grow. The parking lot was small. There was two businesses there sharing the parking lot. It was getting kind of crowded. So I found this old Casey's out here on the north side of town. Scared to death to come out this far, but I took a move. My wife just shook her head thinking, what are you thinking? This thing is a dive. But you know what? I had a vision. I could see what I wanted it to do, see where I wanted it to be. And I loved every minute of remodeling. That was more fun than cutting hair. And I enjoy cutting hair.
Yeah.
But the outcome was excellent. The place is bigger. The parking lot is huge. Everybody has a place to get in and off. It's just very nice.
Yeah. And you know, I think one of the great things is what we're seeing is what you said is you had a vision. And we know all great leaders, they have a vision and then they act on it. Even when the odds may seem the deck is stacked against them, they still move on their vision. So with going forward in the next couple of years, what are you most excited about?
You know, there isn't any one thing I could think of to be excited about. I'm very excited that my business has grown the way it has, and I'd be very pleased with it continuing, growing more. There's opportunities to go out and do different kind of haircuts. I'm getting a lot of younger kids in now. I need to learn how to cut the younger kids in newer styles. I'm used to the older guys.
Yeah.
And the old guy's haircut doesn't fit on the new guys coming through the door. So I need to step up my game a little bit, too. So that's probably my next move.
Yeah,
is doing something like that.
And the podcast is all about development and growth. And knowing that you're going to take steps, because there is a lot of kids, a lot of guys, we need our haircuts. And knowing that you're going to be able to provide that, that's great. And I walk in, and when I come in, it's just a great atmosphere. There's usually guys in here, and you have a good relationship with them as well as you do myself. How do you feel about the barber business in general?
As far as the relationship part?
Yeah, the relationship with your customers.
You know, I think that goes way back to when I first got my first job, was at Den Holmes IGA. And I tell people this all the time, that I probably wouldn't be in this business right now if it wasn't for Jim Denholm, because he taught me the people business. And if you don't know the people as far as being a people person, you're never going to make it in a people business.
Yeah.
You could come from a factory and say, hey, I'm going to go cut hair, but if you don't know how to act or interact with people, you're not going to be in business very long. Yeah. Because people know the difference between people that interact with each other and enjoy being with people, are people that are just there to cut hair and make a living. I mean, there's a big difference.
Yeah. And I think that's huge is wanting and to take care of your customer and give them the best service, as well as giving them an experience when they walk in out the doors.
That's very true. You know, as long as you do a good haircut, people are going to come back. But if you do a good haircut and if people enjoy coming back, you got it made.
Yeah.
I mean, people enjoy coming in to get a haircut. That's a great.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of people, and I smile inside. I try not to get a big head about it, but I always ask my customers, that going to work? How's that for you? Good as always. Always a good one. Never had a problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, that makes you feel really good.
Definitely. And one of the services I remember when I used to come here a lot is one of the services you provide that everybody talks about is your shaving. You shave straight razor.
Straight razor.
You tell us, if people don't know, kind of tell them what that looks like and what that is.
I've read people, straight razor is very, to me, it's relaxing. I enjoy straight razor shave just for me as a relaxant. You get the hot towel, you put it on the face, you lather the face, you take a straight razor and you just start shaving just like you would anybody else. But some of the guys want to make their faces and do their movements like they would in the mirror, and it don't work when you're doing a straight razor shave, because at least a little movement, you can get cut pretty easy.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy shaving.
And, you know, I really enjoy it. And there's those times I remember that you said I fell asleep getting mine done. So,
you know, to me, that's the best shave, when the customer's relaxed enough that they can just fall asleep and worry about waking up when I tell them. That's the way to do it.
You also have a unique situation, because not only, since you moved from your other location, not only do you have where you do haircuts, but you also have two other entities with you.
Yes. I have a lady here that does massages. She stumbled into me one day when I was down at the other place, just as I started remodeling this place. And she was just getting started in her business. And she was nervous, but I could tell in her eyes, the way she was talking to me and expressing herself, that I said, this girl's what I want in there. I'm looking for this. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
And I've got another girl that does haircuts for the women. which she also does guys too, and she fills in some of the times when I get busy. But one of the reasons for that was I wanted to get some of the women in here with the younger women that had the younger kids. I wanted to get the younger boys interested in the barbering business again, because the younger generation is used to growing up in a salon atmosphere. Not that a salon's bad, but barbering is pretty cool. So I wanted to get back to the barbering again. We haven't had barbering in this town for years.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see these kids grow up in a barbershop instead of just going to the salon that Mama went to.
Yeah, and that is definitely a good service. Before we take off, Mark, you have years of experience, wisdom, especially I hear you talking to your customers. Could you leave us with one piece of advice for our listeners?
I guess the only thing I would say is don't ever be afraid to follow what you believe or what you feel in your heart. It doesn't make any difference how old you are or how young you are. If you have a passion for something, follow through with it. And don't give up on it, even if it don't work right at that moment. It's not to say that it won't be there 2, 3, 4, 10 years down the line. If you believe in it, it'll happen.
Thanks, Mark. We definitely appreciate it. I'm just going to rebuttal off what you're saying is, for the listeners, it's really important to know that age is not important.
No.
Age is not important.
No, not at all.
Your color, your creed, none of that stuff will get in the way of your dreams. If you want it, nobody can prevent it from happening. You just got to really have the ability in you to be confident.
The confident is the big thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Mark, we definitely appreciate your time. Look forward to down the road have another interview with you.
Okay.
But for now,
Devin,
have a good day.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you for listening to the Difference Makers Podcast. Drive, develop, and deliver. Make excellence a habit. Be the change. See the change. Tune in next time.